Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight. Be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If his precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sin, that makes you a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach the goal. For the battle's almost over, we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, singing praises to the captain of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin, till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin, till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member.
The greatest gift that God can give to mankind is the gift of faith. Faith in what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. We have to understand that before we became born again, we did not have faith. But when the Lord God opened our hearts and our minds, he gave us that faith to believe in what brings salvation. It tells us very clearly, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. People can have faith in different things. But when it comes to salvation, when it comes to eternal life, you have to have faith in what the word of God teaches. Many Christians today don't seem to have faith enough to have a joyful life. There's always problems. There's always something that keeps them back from experiencing the best from God. We know that the Bible teaches us if we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. It's not necessarily talking about riches and houses and lands here on this earth. It's talking about the attributes of Jesus that are going to be passed on to you when you become born again. Because there are many times when people don't receive the material things once they turn to Jesus. There are those who become Christians in prison. They never receive houses and lands. Many die in prison as Christians. So we have to understand that the attributes of Jesus, the gifts and the nature of Jesus, are then given unto us. They are passed unto us. They are imputed unto us. The Bible teaches us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we have now these things in part. We partly have, and we have joy, we have faith, we have all these things that Jesus had, but it's only in part. We do not have the full measure yet. The Bible teaches us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. We now have these attributes of Jesus, but they're only in part. We don't see clearly. It's like looking through a glass that is not clear. But when Jesus will come back, then our body, soul, and spirit will be perfected in Christ Jesus. Then throughout eternity, we will rejoice in the perfection and the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to understand that, but the Bible teaches us we can work towards these things while we are here on earth. They can belong to us in part. I know the joy of the Lord will not be complete until we are in the kingdom of God. I know that our physical body will suffer problems until we are in the kingdom of God. I know our attitude towards others will always have a problem this way or that until we are in the kingdom of God. This is what the scriptures is trying to teach us. One day we will be perfected. When that which is perfect is come, then we which are in part shall be perfected. So let the Lord open your heart to these. I want to teach on this interesting subject today. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the beauty of Scripture. I thank you for your grace. I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the greatest attributes of Jesus is joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And the Lord God, throughout the Word of God, wants us to be joyful in Him. For He is the one that created us, and we can rejoice in what He did for us. When I study Christianity, I can see that much of Christianity has been taken hostage by religion. Many Christians don't have the joy of the Lord. Many Christians don't have the joy of their salvation. They don't know that they are sealed onto the day of redemption. They don't seem to understand that they are now a purchased possession. Thus, they miss out on being joyful in the Lord. Because this is what happens when a person becomes born again and he starts understanding what his salvation is. I remember when I became a Christian, the Lord God opened my eyes that my name was now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it brought joy and peace to my heart that has now lasted for the last 45 years. I've been a Christian for 45 years. I'm not talking about being happy all the time, even though that joy that is within me brings a lot of happiness. But I'm talking about an inward joy that can only come from the Holy Spirit. I will give you some scriptures that will show people how to receive that joy. Because the Bible tells us very clearly, we should be joyful in the Lord. Rejoice evermore, it says. Pray without ceasing. It tells us in Acts chapter 4 in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Why does somebody speak about something with great boldness? Because he knows in his heart that he is right, and it brings a joyful feeling, and he speaks boldly about what he knows. Listen to what happened to King David in Acts chapter 2. For David speaking concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice. My tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thy suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. So the Lord, the King David, knew the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us here very clearly, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, and he shall make me full of joy. So it's God that brings joy to people all the time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We can go into scripture and find these incredible scriptures. It's always a relationship with God that brings joy. In Psalms chapter 100, it tells us this, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endured for all generation. So here's another scripture, a psalm sang by the psalmist, which tells us to be joyful in the Lord, to be joyful in his presence. And when we study scripture, we know that a relationship with God will always bring joy to people. Many people, when they turn to Jesus, they have head knowledge. They accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, and for a while it's head knowledge. Then after a while, that head knowledge, if they keep on studying scripture, if they keep on seeking God, that head knowledge travels from their head to their heart. And that's when the joy of the Lord starts to take a hold of that person. I know that for a fact because I know many people who have become Christians years ago, and one day the Lord touches them and they then see with their hearts instead of with their brain, and they understand in their hearts that they belong to God, and that brings great joy to them.
The Bible teaches us that King David, when the Ark of the Lord was brought into Jerusalem, in 2 Samuel chapter 6 in verse 14, it tells us that David danced before the Lord with all his might. Can you imagine that? He was dancing before the Lord in front of everybody. He was dancing so hard that even his wife was embarrassed with him. And she even told David how the young maidens looked at him. And God had to deal with her for that. But that didn't bother David. He said, I will do it even more because of the joy of my Lord. I want to ask those who are listening today, have you ever danced and jumped around with joy because of your stand with God? Because you know that you're going to heaven? It tells us that David leaped with all his might. I'm going to read you an interesting part of a testimony that was given last week on this program by Brother Moses. His mother was high in the spirit. We have to remember she had just lost her son, who was about 17 years old, in a car accident. And her son had just become a Christian about 6 hours before he was killed. And it was after the funeral, when they had all gone to their houses. Anybody who knows how it works in a Hutterite colony will know what happens. After the burial, they go to their houses. Well, something happened on the way home. The power of God started to hit Brother Moses' mom, who happens to be my sister-in-law. And it tells us here, while all this was going on, God was speaking directly to mom. They saw there was something wrong. And this lady, my sister-in-law, she was not a very talkative woman. She hardly ever spoke. I remember her from years ago. The only time she spoke when I got to visit her, when we were speaking about the things of the Lord. Otherwise, she stayed quiet. Then all of a sudden, something happened to her. She started speaking. They were in the house already. And here is what happened. While all this was going on, God was speaking directly to mom. Our family and close friends were in the room with us. Suddenly, mom said, all of this had to happen. There's going to be a miracle. She was actually speaking in the spirit. She said, I know that my John is in heaven. God is telling me this. Mom was jumping up and down, saying, I'm so happy. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Dad was trying to quiet her down. Well, that would be very easy to understand. But Moses says here, I persuaded him to let her continue. I knew that God was trying to speak to all of us. So I have to ask this question. When a mother loses a child, she doesn't feel like jumping up and down for joy. She is sad. I've been to funerals where mothers have lost their children. I myself have lost a child. I know how it feels when it comes to that situation. But she was filled with the Holy Spirit. There was a peace, there was a joy, and she understood that God was right there. And that's what caused her to dance for joy. For those of us who are listening today, has that ever happened to you? I know it has happened to me quite often, where the presence of God comes upon me, where I can hardly contain myself. I am self-conscious. I know that people, what people think when you start acting strange. But when I become God-conscious, I don't really care what people think. And that's what we have to do. We have to get rid of this self-consciousness and become more God-conscious so we can start rejoicing in the Lord. I want you to think of these things. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to praise Him. This is what the will of God is for us. And when we start doing these things, then we will find out the joy that is in us will be our strength. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting truths and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother that loves the way that Jesus can. He proved His love for me when He died on Calvary. Life for fallen men. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last for all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in His sight. He will never fail you when the doubts assail you. He'll be with you day and night. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
When Christians have an experience with God, where the power of God comes upon them, afterwards they're never quite the same again. There is something in them that causes them to rejoice and to be at peace. There's an inner sureness that they have. They are not swayed by every wind of doctrine that comes along, but at the same time they are not afraid to step out in faith and do things. They are not afraid of the gifts of the Spirit. They can get easily involved in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you get to talking to them, there is a deep sense of joy and peace. So the question is, how many Christians in the churches today are experiencing these things? How many seek the Lord on a daily basis in a relationship where the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit comes upon them? Many, many Christians today are way too self-conscious. They are not God-conscious. They're self-conscious. They're afraid of what people will think of them when they get into this incredible presence of the Holy Spirit. One of my greatest excitement in life is this: when you get into the presence of the Holy Spirit, when there's a group of believers, and when they get into a praise and worship meeting, the power of the Holy Spirit begins to manifest. I've seen this over and over again. That's where the excitement is. That's where you can tangibly feel the presence of God. And that's when you can become like King David, where he leaped and shouted for joy with all his heart. I want to read a psalm to you. Psalm 149 in verse 1 to 5, it tells us, "Praise you the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds." So he is talking about an experience here which causes him to dance, which causes him to sing aloud, even while he is on his bed getting ready to sleep. That's the joy of the Lord coming upon a person because of what God did for him. What did God do for us? He took us from the powers of darkness and placed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. This is why my sister-in-law so long ago danced for joy, because for the first time in her life, she experienced the presence of God and explained to everybody that her son was in heaven. That would bring an unspeakable joy to anybody who experiences that. The Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 16, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So this is what God wants from us, and it is available to us. Christianity doesn't have to be a humdrum, dead religion that many Christians are experiencing. It can be a lively, joyful experience, not only one day or 2 days, but throughout your entire Christian life. I myself have experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit so often that I'm always ready to give a good answer to them that asked about what I believe in. Yes, this is what the power of the Holy Spirit is all about. It gives you joy, peace, and boldness, and an inner God consciousness that brings a peace that passes all understanding. I want you to think about these things. God loves us. He loves us to the point where he wants us to rejoice in him. And once we start tapping into that power, then the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. So let the Lord open your heart to those incredible truths and make you a blessing to yourself.
Amen. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Just jewel.